And welcome to...
Yeah, tinfoil hat.
Yeah, man. That's what I am. I'm heavy and hot. I'm not hot and heavy. I'm heavy and hot.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting the show. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms
for future guests or topics,
check us out on Twitter at Tinfoil Hat Cast.
On Instagram at Tinfoil Hat Pod.
You can find us on Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow or allcomedytshirts.com.
Go ahead and email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Tinfoil Hat.
Tinfoil Hat.
Tinfoil Hat.
Come with me into the waters of conspiracy with Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
Sam
Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
Mr. Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
With my friend Ryan Davis.
Hi, Ryan.
We're like the first gay couple of conspiracy theories.
I think it's beautiful, man.
Hold up there, partner. Say that again.
Dark realm, crazy shit.
Wake up, Aaron. There's reptile people everywhere.
Hey, man, where's the truth there, dog?
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Yes! Podcasted. Yes! Revolution will be podcasting. We are live in our brand new studio. Joining me, as always, my partner in crime, the vegan Zach Galifianakis, my good friend Ryan Davis.
Vegetarian. What's up, Sam?
And joining us as one of my favorite people on the planet, I'm taking his art that he teaches, 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, my good friend, Eddie Bravo. How are you, bud?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. You were probably the first guest, and now you're the first guest in the new studio. This is our new home. High tech. It's the best studio in Los Angeles for any podcast studio channel. So we appreciate being the first one on video. We're doing the multi-camera because that's how crazy we are. And what's up, dude?
Same old shit.
You're in the mill, man. You and I are going to be doing a little tour. Eddie calls me up one day and Eddie's like, dude, we got to do a tinfoil hat comedy night. We're just going to go do conspiracies and fucking it'll be crazy. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, dude, we did. So we did at the Ice House and it packed out. It packed out. And now, bam, man, now we're going to Vegas. Our first real, like, we're on tour now, dude. You know?
Well, we did San Diego.
Oh, we did do San Diego, and that was great. And
that was the second one.
Now we're on our third one. Yeah. We're going to the LA Comedy Club. Look at us. We're up on the website right now. Bam, you can see right behind us. That was done by Photoshop Steve, one of my favorite things. We're Mexican. What's it? Space Mex?
Yes.
Space Mex in the space. We will be at the LA Comedy Club in the Stratosphere, February 23rd and 24th, 11:30 p.m. We'll be there. Eddie will be teaching a seminar in Las Vegas earlier that day, both Friday and Saturday?
No, just Saturday.
Just Saturday.
10th Planet in Las Vegas. I'll be there at noon. And then that night, 11:30 at night, we're at the LA Comedy Club. Who made this flyer? This is nice.
Didn't you get Photoshop Steve to make that?
No. Not the art. The actual,
I think that's
Photoshop
the website.
Steve. No. I asked him if he could add
that's
a little the info to it, and he totally did it.
Oh, shit. He did that?
That's nice. Yeah.
That's way better than mine.
That guy's so good, right?
I'm terrible.
That guy's
He's
so
the
good.
Best. Come on.
Dude, he does stuff. He did my favorite flyer, which is when you and I were in spacesuits walking out, and you were possessed, and
ooh,
I...
the new one.
Yeah.
Let me show you the new one.
Yeah.
It's a combo of that one and this one.
Yeah.
Put them together.
Good. It's so good.
I'm like, dude, can you put us on the moon? Like, we broke down. And
so, and big news here, and then we'll get into everything. March 25th, I am shooting my special. I don't know what the name it is. It's either going to be Armageddon or The Pale Horse. I'm thinking about The Pale Horse. It will be shot March 25th at the Viper Room in Los Angeles. There will be two shows. We're taking a 7:30 and a 9:30, and I'm putting 150 people in each show. It will be handpicked, everybody who goes into the show, and you come to get rocked, an hour of power. Jason Galern's opening for me, and then I'm going to go in there and kill, so it should be fun, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm
that
very
sounds
excited.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes, man. I mean, white guys are not really buying white, unfamous male comics. specials now, but you know what? I don't care. I just want to put it out, let people hear it.
Are you going to go full conspiracy?
There's it's be riddled with conspiracies.
People, oh, beautiful.
And you'd be amazed at how many people get into it. When did you start believing in conspiracies, by the way?
The first big lie was, well, I don't know if it was you'd consider it a lie, but I thought everybody was Catholic. And I thought everybody at school was Catholic. And when you watch TV shows, they had Christmas specials, had Easter specials. So I figure everybody was just Catholic. You know, I'm 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
And then one day I found out that there was Jews and Muslims and Hindus. And I thought, what do they know that we don't?
Yeah.
And shit, how do we know we're right? And then I thought at 11, you know, at that point I was an altar boy. I mean, I was a fucking altar boy trying to get to heaven. I was just trying to get, my life sucked so bad. My stepdad was fucking just so evil. I just wanted to get to heaven. I tried to commit suicide once.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I tried to overdose on Theragran M, another vitamin. <Yeah. laughs> I took a whole bottle. I just went to sleep.
Maybe it worked.
But I was 8 trying to kill myself.
Oh, shit. Man.
And
that
so
makes
I'm
me
a
sad.
I'm an altar boy just trying to get to heaven. I want to make sure. But then I started looking into religion, and then I realized, shit, everybody is not Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I just came to the conclusion that since there's so many religions, they must all be bullshit. So that's where I was at 11. So at 11, I became an atheist. And then...
Wow, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
Not that you didn't believe God, but you just said at 11, like, There is no God.
Yeah, there's no God, there's no Satan. So I a couple years later, I grew up a metalhead. I was a big Kiss fan. Then it progressed to Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. And then I bought this album because it was the album covers, and it was a guy, like a monster breaking into a door, and some girl was holding the door back, and he had a green arm and a knife in his Exciter. Violence and Force was the name of the album, and this was 1983, and I didn't know what speed metal was. I knew that was punk, was noise, but I was into like Motley Crue and Van Halen and Rush and Kiss, and I bought albums based on their album cover.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it the more evil, the more satanic, hell the yeah. better. You okay. know, so I'm like, fuck, excited.
But you didn't believe in the devil, but you like what that represented.
I thought it was a good way to scare people.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, I'm
that.
Like, Satan doesn't... And that's what everybody thought in the speed metal scene. Because it got really satanic for a while. Slayer was really satanic. First, I got into... Well, I got Exciter, Violence, and Force. And when I put it on, I wanted to fucking break this shit. But any albums that I didn't like, I would take it back.
Yeah.
And I would return the motherfucker. So it was too late to return it. Because I had to drive a long way on my bike. It was too late. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to take it back tomorrow. But I listened to it one more time, and it went from just total noise garbage to something that just resonated inside of me. And just from that point on, I'm like, I want more. I love this stuff. And then I got into Metallica and Slayer just crushed me. And this is another.
Slayer changed the way friends of mine operated.
Yeah.
Because that we kind of got, you know, this was like the 80s, and they were just normal kids. They were playing sports, and all of a sudden, one of them, PJ Frigo, my friend, discovers Slayer, and then he tells these other two guys about Slayer, and suddenly sports doesn't matter to them. Yeah. And what's important is smoking weed and listening to fucking Slayer.
It's Slayer. Slayer wrote songs, super satanic songs, killing priests, fucking going to a mortuary, fucking dead corpses, and then sent. And then going back to hell, killing babies.
Yeah.
About they had a song called "Angel of Death." It was about Auschwitz. Yeah. It was about that. The whole.
Mengele.
Yes. Yes. But basically, I mean, yeah, it was about the angel of death. You know, but Poison couldn't write a song.
Yeah.
Like
right.
That. You know,
right.
Twisted
right.
Sister couldn't do that
right,
shit.
Right,
but
right.
Slayer could.
They were.
They left Slayer alone. Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die. Slow death, immense decay, body showers to cleanse you of your life. You know, they just left them alone. So this is when I started. This is where the real conspiracy theory came out. In the sense that even at this, when I was 15, fully, totally into Slayer and satanic music, I was writing, I was in a drummer for, in a speed metal band, writing satanic lyrics.
Yeah.
The name of the band was Exocrate, it was to put under a curse. I was, I bought the Satanic Bible by Anton LaVey just so I had to get song ideas.
But you didn't believe in it.
No, we didn't believe, nobody believed in it.
That's
we
so
figured,
great.
We figured Slayer.
It was just a hook,
yeah,
right?
We figured Slayer didn't believe in it either. We're just scaring people. It's like we're into horror movies.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we're into
I
movies
that.
Like The Exorcist. You know, that we love those.
The funny
movies.
Thing about Slayer is that one of the guys, I think it's the lead singer, because my girlfriend Dana.
Tom Araya.
Just produced Slayer's concert film. It was very funny. She got called. She's like, Sam, guess who I'm doing? I'm doing Slayer's concert film. I'm like, holy shit. And then a couple days later, she gets a call. She's like, Sam, guess who I'm producing in the exact same place? Neil Diamond. So like one day she's doing Slayer. A week later, she's doing Neil Diamond in thing. Now, the thing about Slayer that was very interesting, and Slayer influenced my stand-up in the fact that there was this famous story about Slayer. The Monsters of Rock were going out, and they were going to tour. And Megadeth, who'd, you know, just been kicked, what's his face, Dave Mustaine, kicked out of Metallica, and that was the whole, they're like, we'll sign with your record label, Metallica said this, if you kick this guy out. They didn't want to be the bad guy. They got kicked Dave Mustaine out. He's partying too much. He's a little crazy. They got rid of him. So Megadeth is formed, and it's a good band. It's a little under Metallica. It's not the same, but
I was never into Megadeth.
But
you know what? Peace sells, but who's buying? That's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
There was
yeah.
a couple of them, but overall,
right?
I just wasn't into them.
So then the tour is happening, and Dave Mustaine is pissed because they had Slayer headlining every show. And he's like, no, dude, we should all get to headline the show. And this is my favorite quote of all time. And it was back when I was a little knucklehead stand-up comic. And always people would be like, no, you're not closing. I'm like, oh. They would go, okay, man, you want to close it? Close it. But God help those who follow Slayer, right? And that always fucking stuck with me, dude. God help those who follow Slayer. So early days when, you know, I was a bar comic and I had to fucking go for blood and someone's like, I'll go on after you. I'm like, God help those who follow Slayer. And I would go for fucking murder and that's always stayed with me, man.
Yeah.
It's very, so you've been early. For me, you know what the biggest thing was? And I've been talking about this on stages. And I talked about this on Marin the other day. Like, you know, the moment I realized something was up is when the Iron Sheik got busted with Hacksaw Jim Duggan in yeah. the fucking car.
Yeah.
Shit's face. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? You guys are supposed to hate each other. And now you guys are shit faced with each other in a fucking car. Sorry, Spenny. Fucking shit. Dude, nothing's real. It's all a fucking lie. And at that point, I always remember going, okay, there's something else going on, which applies to right now. Whether it's politics, in particular, this movement with Clinton over there, of this fuck, you know, this past election, and just whether it was, it's like I was talking to again Marin. He goes, "Why are conspiracy theorists always on the right?" And I go, "Well, it's just because the Clintons are in the crosshairs right now. If you go back to like 9/11 and you know the Iraq War, you know they were teeing off on Cheney and Bush and all that shit. It's not there. We have no side." We just see what's going on, and we try to talk about that to people. Right now, the conservatives and the conspiracy people are, in fact, you know, seeming to line up.
Well, we can relate to Donald Trump a little bit because I never paid attention to Donald Trump. He's just some billionaire dude who owned a hotel and who had a show. It was kind of douchey. You know, I really didn't pay attention to him. And then when he was running for office or for president, I didn't pay attention to him either. I was like, I know 100% Hillary is wicked.
Yeah.
100%.
Black
I've
man.
I've studied the Clintons. I've been obsessed with the Clintons for years. From, you know, the whole Bill Clinton when he was governor of Arkansas, when he allowed all the CIA to bring in all the coke to Mena, Arkansas. You look into that shit.
Oh yeah,
that's fucking fascinating. You know, so you know, of course he became president. They're like, "You owe me, motherfucker." And like George seems like, "We'll get you, and we'll get you in next."
Yeah,
you ready?
Yeah,
you ready
yeah,
to go
yeah,
now?
Yeah,
you ready
yeah.
to go? We'll get you in next. We'll battle. We'll debate on jobs going overseas and bullshit healthcare and shit like that.
All,
but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's like boom. That was like WWE right there.
Yeah,
you know. But back to the Slayer thing, really quick. The only reason I brought up Slayer was. that in 1984, 85, that's when the PMRC was huge, and they were going after heavy metal.
Tipper Gore.
Yes, they were having congressional hearings. And on 2020, they did this big special on Are Your Kids Satanic?
Yeah.
And they say, your kids might be satanic. If they have these albums, and they pull out like Dio and Twisted Sister,
Iron,
you know, and Judas Priest. And I'm balls deep into Slayer. I'm thinking, how dumb are you guys? You got the wrong bands. Those guys aren't satanic. Twisted Sister, pay attention. You're not paying attention.
Right.
So they're on TV, ABC, the biggest shit. That's back when everybody watched TV.
Yeah.
2020,
four channels.
Everybody was watching 2020.
Right.
Everybody, just like everybody used to watch 60 Minutes. And now they're on there, they're not even bringing up Slayer, just going after Twisted Sister and Motley Crue. And that's when I thought, okay, the media is not to be trusted fully.
Totally.
That's when I'm like, wait a minute, because these motherfuckers got it all wrong. It was on 2020 and they're way off. You're going after Twisted Sister, you dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You're going after Dio? You're going after Dio? Look at Slayer. There was these German thrash bands. There was what, Creator, Sodom, Destruction. They were straight out singing about Satan in your fucking murdering people, murdering babies and slicing people up. Songs about devastation and murder and genocide. Nobody fucked with them. They allowed them. That was just a CIA operation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I said, you know what? Let's try. How about we do this? Because basically, it's smart if you're a psychopathic ruler of a country or a region or the whole world, to divide and conquer. That's basic shit.
Yeah.
What's rule number one? Divide and conquer.
Art of
course. And how you could divide and conquer in so many goddamn ways. Religion. We gotta have religion, right? If we were all sitting here and we're having a discussion, this is a conference room. We're like, how are we going to? We got a country and we're all working together, and the main goal is to have complete control of them, complete, and to stifle any, because collectively they could beat us.
Yeah,
right. They could beat us. So how do we? How do we make them blind to that power? And, like if we had a chalkboard, what would we do? Would we control science?
No.
Yeah.
Of course.
We want everything.
Yes.
Politics, science.
Would we control entertainment?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
You gotta have strings and on everything.
Right? Who, if we had a panel of like, if there was 20 people debating, would anybody say no to entertainment? Let them have fun. Let them have fun. No way. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you've come to the conclusion that the world is run by psychopaths. If you're not a conspiracy theorist, if you think 9/11 was done by Islamic terrorists, then that what we're talking about right now is just going to go way over your head.
Go back to JFK. I mean, if you think JFK was shot by one guy with a magic bullet, I can't even go past. That is my heat check with people.
Yeah.
Who do you think shot JFK? If you're like, you know, Jason Ellis, my good friend who I love to death. I was on his radio show. We got in heated discussion. And he's like, no, dude, one guy shot it. I'm like, we can't even go into the darkness of Luciferians and all that shit.
Yeah.
If you're actually buying in that one dude shot this guy with one bullet that fucking went through, took a U-turn, came back, you know, and it's just like you can't even believe in that shit, you know? Now, I'm glad you brought that up because that's what I was trying to bring up, that probably they pushed Twisted Sister and all those guys is because the record labels and the people who own the record labels.
We're going to push this.
Yeah, push them.
Yeah.
They probably didn't own Slayer. Slayer is probably doing their own fucking thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck Slayer, we're not going to get piece of that.
But if we were psychopaths and we were trying to figure out how we were going to run the world, you'd want to anything that would any operation or any angle that could make people fight against each other. Not only religion against religion, boom, that's a big one, bam, huge. Have two religions clashing. Now they're fighting each other. Beautiful. They're not paying attention to how strong they are, right? And then there's so many different ways you could fuck up the family. And maybe satanic speed metal, just one way. Some guy said, I found a way. we get the kids into Satan and start wearing upside down crosses and shit like that, of course that's gonna fucking cause problems in the family. And they're like, okay, go, green light, boom. And like, go. So there was like one dude, he was in charge of the speed metal scene, you know, who's gonna start, you go to the record companies, of course the record companies are Illuminati, of course they are. Boom, we just say, boom, we got a new project, bam. It's gonna be satanic.
No, I'm
music,
with you, dude.
You know, and then check, it, the weirdest thing in the music business, the weirdest, craziest phenomenon was how hair metal got the fucking core, the plug pulled out on them. Like, just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that. It was gone.
Yeah.
And not only was it gone, but everyone detested any hair metal people. You were embarrassed. Dudes are cutting their hair going, fuck. You know, just
I
like,
remember that.
It seems like, you know, if hair metal was a CIA operation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be like they would have had a discussion and say, check this out. We get dudes to wear fucking spandex, like fucking pink spandex. They're like, yes, I like it. We have a sky blue spandex.
Makeup.
And then we'll
makeup.
Make them wear makeup. And the kids will wear makeup. And they're like, yes, I love it. I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
What are you going to call this? We'll call it hair metal.
And these guys who get mad at all this trans shit going on, they're the ones who loved hair metal back in the day. Like, you're dressed like a girl. It's bullshit. Like, didn't you like Poison? I remember the first time I saw Poison's album, I literally said, dude, these chicks are hot. Right? And then they're like, dude, those are dudes. I'm like, oh, fuck.
How about, like, is it like every singer, like every iconic singer fucking gay?
Yeah.
Is it? Are they all gay?
Yeah.
I think they're all gay.
Like, it helps.
How do you explain that?
Well, we were talking last night. We had a really great rapper on named our buddy Tumex. And who's the guy we were talking about? And then we'll get into our thing.
We're talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Have you heard Tekashi 6ix9ine, dude?
Nuh-uh.
And this guy is so obviously a fucking psyop to put out to get kids to go back into this gangster metal shit. I mean, this gangster rap shit. Because we've seen like going away from that and this, all this stuff going on in Hollywood, which is like all this positive black role model shit, which I totally agree with. It's time, because for the longest time, and I love Tupac and I love Biggie, but there was a lot of fucking like, hey man, be a gangbanger. And then, oh, you're in jail and you're in our privatized prisons. And now we have you for 30 years and we can fucking charge the government money to have you in, right? So now this new kid's coming out and he's so fucking Luciferian. And this dude, I bet you, has been fucking diddled in his ass by these motherfucking execs. It's so fucking obvious to me when you start studying this shit. His lyrics are fucking awful. He represents especially he's Mexican, dude. And they see that Mexican demographic.
This guy's Mexican?
This kid's Mexican out of New York, dog. And his demographic, they're going to go after fucking Mexican kids. And Mexican kids are going to think this kid's cool. And they're going to play into this fucking shit. And he's pushing all this gangbanger shit again.
Yeah, he's blood. It's like a devil worshipping, like rainbow bright.
Yeah, like how could he get away with this? How are they letting him get away with it? How did they let Slayer get away with it? You know what I mean?
Because they want the kids
to
do
this shit. They want it.
And they want the kids to get dumb like this, do dumb shit, color their hair like this, tat their faces up so they can't get jobs, and then do gangbanger shit so they go to jail. Because monkey see, monkey do, and I don't mean that in any racist kind of way. It's just we emulate what we see on TV. How quickly did every white girl in America have the Jennifer Aniston haircut?
Yep.
Like, she walked out one day with that, and every girl had that fucking haircut.
Is this guy gay too, or does he do gay shit?
He has a little daughter, but it's crazy because him and other people like Lil Pump, Uzi Vert, these are like trap. So it's like that idea of trap is like you're selling crack out of a abandoned house, a trap house. So
is that what trap is?
Comes from like slang and dope. So
yeah.
So we got away
from this, and now they're pushing it back. And you see these suits. There's a picture of him in which on his Instagram he goes, "Just sign my soul off to the Illuminati." And you see this guy smiling as him signing. And you know that guy probably diddled this kid in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but what they push, trap music pushes like a promethazine, like lean, so you get that cough syrup, and you put it into two styrofoam cups, you pop holes in the top, you put Skittles, and you pour your promethazine, and you pour some alcohol through there, whatever it is, and then you drink this shit, and you get fucked up on the pharmaceutical level of like that weird, slow, so that it's like pharmaceutical companies in bed with music industry.
100%, that's in bed all with it's ever been.
Prison industrial complex, it's all revolving door.
How hard is it to watch big movies these days?
Oh,
is it difficult?
What was the last one you saw?
It's like just propaganda. All up in entertainment.
What about this Holy train shit. Movie where they use the actual soldiers? What is more obvious of a fucking CIA propaganda movie than this thing about these guys in France who stopped this quote-unquote terrorist attack? And now there's a movie about... If there's a movie about something, I question the event.
Yes.
I question the event.
Of course.
The Boston bombing.
Everything, of course. Dude, I question it all.
Based on a true story means... It's sort of like it.
Yeah. It's based on a false flag, and then they cleaned up the message in the fucking movie. Yeah. So now you go watch this movie, and now that's the story you tell instead of what really fucking happened.
I mean, I've always heard, and I'm sure you as well, people that sell their scripts to Hollywood, and then it's totally changed. Is it right? It seems like the smart thing to do if the entire film industry was run by the Illuminati, right? If they really were, the best thing and the most efficient thing for them would be like, fuck, instead of having someone write a complete movie from scratch, let's take movies that we could kind of twist and boom, oh, they already got this movie written. Great story, and we could twist it to fit our agenda. Yeah. Like, that's easier, you know? In the long run than starting a whole script or
there
a whole
was
story.
A story...
From scratch.
Of how the CIA has basically went through and edited script, like TV and movie scripts, influenced TV and movie scripts of like thousands over the years. They've had, it's like they are in bed with it. It's like, that's why Hollywood elite and the Washington elite are so fucking the same. And they act like they fight with each other. And a lot of these actresses are pawns in the game, these actors and actresses. They get used and abused, and then they get kicked the fuck out when they get too old, right?
And they get crazy and they do drugs.
And they really probably do hate the like Donald Trump and all that shit. But they're getting used as pawns to cause chaos. Yeah. And then because they're used as pawns, they piss off a certain number of people who won't go see their movies anymore. Now they get kicked out.
Yeah.
They're just disposable heroes.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And these are all made up events. Kind of what we wanted to talk about with you today.
Yeah, let's get into it. So when everyone hears Eddie Bravo, they immediately think of space, right? So I wanted to think of something that has very interesting implications to nowadays. So have you ever heard of the Black Knight satellite?
No.
Awesome. Perfect. I'm glad I found something for you. All right. Well, this one starts in 1899. Nikola Tesla heard a signal coming from space. The pioneer of radio had constructed a massive tower at his home/laboratory in Colorado Springs for the purpose of experimenting with wireless power, but instead he might have accidentally become the first human being to receive a message from the cosmos. All right, so this is a quote from the Albany Telegram from Tesla. "I have a deep conviction that highly intelligent beings exist on Mars. While experimenting in Colorado, I obtained extraordinary experimental evidence of existence of life on Mars. I had perfected a wireless receiver of extraordinary sensitiveness, far beyond anything known, and caught signals which interpreted as meanings 1, 2, 3, 4. I believe the Martians use the numbers for communications because numbers are universal."
And who's that? Who said
that? Tesla, Nikola Tesla.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because if you try to find an actual audio recording of Tesla, there's none. There's like one minute, but you know, everyone's saying it's from a movie. It's not him. And if you could find an audio recording of him talking, find it for me and send it to me, because I can't. I've been searching forever. There's no audio. I want to hear it from his voice, because there's all these Nikola Tesla quotes, but how easy would it be for NASA to go, write that shit you just read and sign it, Nikola Tesla.
That is true, because after he died, all his papers were inside of a locked safe at the hotel he lived in, and it all got opened.
And Donald Trump's uncle. Was in charge of sifting through it.
Yeah.
And then he said, nothing to see here. But how come there's no audio fucking recordings? There should be a shit ton of his speeches, lectures. He should be taking notes. All that shit was destroyed, in my opinion, because I haven't heard anything. All you see is these quotes. Like, I'm hesitant to put up a Tesla quote, because I believe that he was, you know, the smartest guy probably ever. I believe that, but that could be fake too. I don't know. Maybe Nikola Tesla's fake. I don't know. I'm not sure.
He's pretty
but
mythical.
I
get what
you're saying. Where are the audio recordings of him? He died like in the 40s. Plenty of time. Mm-hmm. There should have been all sorts of fucking speeches and lectures from him, but there aren't. So maybe there were.
Was he a speech or lecture guy, though? I mean, like,
talking,
was he
just
crazy,
notes.
Like, should, I mean, that's
he was
my whole
super
thing.
Famous. Was he was super famous. Him and Thomas Edison were battling. Yeah.
Dude,
Edison
is a scumbag, by the way. This dude, someone sent me this, Louis Le Prince, is technically the guy who invented the fucking first motion picture camera. And he died, disappeared without a trace. When his son sued, when his son claimed that his father did it, Edison sued him, and then his son died, quote unquote, mysteriously. Like, that guy Edison's a gangster, dude.
Yeah,
there's a really good drunk history on Edison and the Tesla, like, beef.
Yeah.
And I think Duncan Trussell actually is talking about Tesla. So it's good one.
It's tough. It's tough to trust any history, really. Like, when people say, hey, you know, they're experts on shit from the 1800s or experts on shit from from Mongolian times. Like, how do you know? You're memorizing some shit. You don't know. You're just memorizing some text. You don't know what the fuck is real.
Yeah.
You don't know. There's so much bullshit out there, so many lies. To trust anything that's written down. It's like, oh, read a book. Really? They can't lie in books?
Well, they do that in textbooks all the time.
You think this comes from like...
Oh, read a book. Oh, really? Which one? I'll read a book where you can prove that it's real.
I like that you are open-minded, but at the same time you...
Question everything.
You're very like, you're not going to just jump in. You're going to like, you want many. Hey, if anyone can get Eddie that audio, a lot of
Let's
people
do
listen.
It.
Yeah, please. I'm
you
looking
guys
for
are
it.
Out there. Do it.
There is a video with him. Supposedly it's him, but they're saying it's not him. A minute. There's 1 minute out there. And
we'll try to make it happen for you.
You just can't trust shit.
Yeah, let's look into it.
And so then here it goes. So that was 1899 with Tesla,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
I guess technically by the time he quoted that was 1923. So 1928, amateur radio operator Johan Halls of Oslo, Norway, identified the same signal. So it's not just Tesla. In 1954, UF researcher Donald Kehoe told newspapers that the United States Air Force had reportedly that they had two satellites orbiting Earth and had been detected. At the time, no country had the technology to launch a satellite. Skeptics have noted that Kehoe was also promoting a UFO book at the time.
Okay. So, again, there's always some story going on there.
Well, here's where we get the name. So in 1958, a British rocket called the Black Knight rocket was used in a missile program, and this is the origins of its name. No one knows why they call it the Black Knight satellite.
Okay. So, well, because of how it looks or what the pictures show.
I'm going to get
to it. Do you have a picture of it?
I'm getting to it. I'm building you up here. So 1960, Time magazine reported that the U.S. Navy had detected a dark object thought to be a Soviet spy satellite, but something of an anomaly considering that the U.S. and Soviet satellites of the time and still are in an equatorial orbit around the equator.
Yeah. So that's where their quote-unquote satellites are. So
that's where our satellites would go around at the time. This satellite right now was in polar orbit.
So go
no
like
one
this.
Had the ability to do.
Going like that.
All right. I don't know what to say about that.
I'm going to give you some disinfo.
You know what I mean?
So check it out.
It's too easy to do that. Like,
put out the
it's
info.
Too easy. Yeah, just I mean, they're faking all this other shit.
We'll get into the fake shit.
But Tesla's identified that it's definitely coming from that region, coming from above us.
According to some text.
But other people as well. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Saying that other people have done, the scientists in Paris said the same thing.
The game of telephone. That's
like, how do you know?
Exactly. Right.
One of the biggest bullshitters ever that I've ever known. This guy's in jail now. We've talked about it on JRE. He lied about his. He was a liar to the core. He said he was a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt when he wasn't. He was a fake black belt. He was telling everybody.
How do you
he was.
Fake
but
being
the crazy,
a black belt?
But the crazy thing about him is he killed someone with a rear naked choke, and that's why he's in jail. So it's like, that's ironic. He was a fake black belt, but he killed a motherfucker with a rear naked choke. So shit, is he legit? I don't know. He's in jail. He's in jail. But the one thing, I knew him very well. And the one thing, you know, looking back and realizing, wow, this guy was bullshitting about everything. was he would always say, when he would say something, he'd go, ask Batiste, just ask, like, ask him. And that convinced me, because he's challenging me to verify by asking someone that's not there, but I'll eventually run into. But by saying that, challenging me, and I'm like, okay, I guess Batiste knows. Ask Batiste.
Oh, yeah. If he'd tell me, there, go ask him.
He would always say that. When he would tell a story, he would always
say, ask him.
Because that makes it real, right? Ask him. You ask him. Right. That's real right there.
Right.
So Time Magazine.
Now it's a group.
That's a technique.
Even though he's not there.
Look him in the eye and say, ask a friend.
Yeah, I mean, history is written by the winners, you know. We never know about what really
exactly. There's just so much bullshit that's coming out all the time with that, like SpaceX.
I think that's done
shit.
On purpose. I think when they realize they can't control the internet, they flooded the internet with so much fucking information pulling you on every side that people are like, I don't know. I'm just gonna turn on the news and I'm just gonna give for them and I'm just gonna listen to them. So shows like this we're doing really well because we try our hardest to weed out the best we can. Now you could sit there and be like, okay, we're doing third-party validation here, but you know, this will lead us into where you're
going. Yeah, we try to lay it out and then let people make up their mind. Which,
you know, we try our hardest to put out what we see as the truth. What you're supposed to do is, we're like, I always say, we're the compilation porn of conspiracies. We take the greatest hits, you know, and we put it out, and you're supposed to find these things and do research for yourself. You know, don't just take what we're saying for granted. Look into it. Look into it. Study it. You know, whenever I get into discussions with people, the first thing they always do is like, oh, where'd you find that information? I go, what do you mean? Why is my information less than your information? Why is your information from Rachel Maddow, who you've never met before, who's valid, who gets a paycheck from people whose job, who all they want her to do is get you to buy into buying more of their gold, their oil, and their drugs. Why are you, you've never met this chick. But yet you know me for years, would never fuck you out of a dollar, would be the first guy to come get you out of fucking jail if you were in trouble. Why don't you believe fucking me? Oh, where'd you get you there? What do you care where I got my information? I never say anything that isn't researched. It's just the truth, man. It's just the truth. Yeah. So I don't know why people are fucking beating the fuck out of me on this sometimes on the shit, but they don't want to listen to my information. There is a flood of misinformation put out there because they cannot control the message.
Well, speaking of lies, that brings us to 1963. Astronaut Gordon Cooper supposedly reported a UFO sighting during his 15th orbit in the Mercury 9 that was confirmed by tracking stations, but there is no evidence that this happened. Neither NASA's mission transcripts show any such report being made during the orbit. Cooper then went on for the rest of his life, reported seeing that he had saw a glowing green light ahead of his Mercury 9 module. He reported in the Australian Space Command, who were able to track it. Oddly enough, when he returned to Earth, he was not allowed to talk about the light, and he was reported that he had suffered hallucinations due to excess of carbon dioxide in his cabin. So this guy's astronaut, Gordon Cooper, saying in 1963 he saw something up there in the exact vicinity of what they call the Black Knight satellite, glowing.
Yeah.
He said, right?
That could be true.
Mm-hmm.
There could be some other kind of beings floating around, you know, for sure.
Do you not believe in any UFO shit? There's nothing out there?
No, I believe definitely that there's stuff up there.
That's what they don't know how it is. There's some theories that's like 13,000 years old. I don't know how they get that number, but that is the number that
I think that's just to get you to buy into. They keep on
regurgitating. Yeah, that number has been regurgitated through time because of one guy put that number out there. But there is no doubt that this thing has been photographed. I mean, as far as we know, that photographs exist, that satellites exist and space exists, but that thing supposedly weighs 10 tons. They say that
that looks fake as shit to me. I mean, there's for me to believe anything about space, I need just the kind of evidence and proof I would need. You know, I would shut up.
Mm-hmm.
All they got, it's really easy. Really, really easy. Just put, you know, the International Space Station, you know, supposedly they send 2, 3, 4 cargo ships up and they switch out the scientists, dump off a couple scientists, couple jump in, and then they come back.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that shit like four times a year. They make a lot of money off each one. They're like when they're in front of Congress, like, trying to get some more money. Like, we need to go like four more times. You know, just can you sign that so we can go four more times? They're like, okay, four more times. Yeah, yeah, we're doing a lot of research and we're gonna save a lot of lives. They always say that, saving lives and research so that we can get further for humanity.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. Brr.
Yeah.
So they like it. They so all I would shut the fuck up about all that shit if they would just take a GoPro and videotape the whole fucking thing, the whole process, getting into their little rocket, shooting up. I'll sit there and watch the whole fucking thing and then show me you docking with that International Space Station. I'll want unedited, no cuts. Show it to me. If it takes 13, like how long does it take for the rocket to take off?
It takes 2 hours to get out of into space from ground.
Really?
That's way too far or long. But anyways, how long does it take to dock onto the International Space Station?
So it's basically one Joe Rogan podcast.
How long would that take?
A little bit, maybe. Technical terms, who knows? Maybe it makes an hour.
Because you know the International Space Station is like 250 miles up, floating, mm-hmm. Floating at 17,000 miles an hour. Did you know that? It's going 17,000 miles an hour. So something's going to dock on something going 17,000 miles an hour.
You get to the same speed. Haven't you seen those Red Bull guys that skydived out in the
You get to
suit?
The same speed and then you dock at 17,000 miles an hour? You get to the same speed?
Well, the only thing I have to say about that is that you have planes that as they fly, now 17,000.
17,000 miles an hour.
How fast are these planes going?
About 600 miles an hour.
And they're able to refill.
Have you seen the footage of them refueling, and it's very, very, it's hard. There's like a tube and then like a big, like a funnel thing, and they're and then they gotta try again, and they we got it, boom, we got it.
Yeah.
You telling me there's never been anybody dead from those dockings?
Pretty impressive, right?
17,000 miles an hour, so I would shut up. If all you had to do was just put a fucking camera on one of them helmets and just film the whole fucking thing, uncut, do that, and then we're good. I'll shut the fuck up.
This right here is leaked Russian footage from the space station, and supposedly they caught the Black Knight satellite. I guess this is in 2016, so go ahead and tell me what you think about
this. It's already fake.
It's already fake, come on.
So what do you see there for the people listening?
I see CGI.
So you can see the Black Knight satellite as they describe it. It's like floating, slowly twisting, orbiting the Earth, allegedly.
That, you think that's all fake?
I mean, how is it real? You got to prove that it's real instead of me proving that it's fake. You know what I mean? Just prove that it's real.
No, I get that. I'm not saying that everything is 100% real or 100% fake.
You're just going to have to prove it to me. This is not proof. How is that proof? This is easily faked. So it's not proof. You know?
I can't argue with you. I've had this discussion with people. I haven't been to space. I'm not smart enough.
It's really simple. They lied about 6 moon missions, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Nazi directed all 6 moon missions, Wernher von Braun. It's fucking out of a comic book.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So from that point on, for me to believe anything about space, you have to give me some really, really, it has to be unfakeable.
Right.
Like whatever you show me, is it possible that was faked? If it's possible that you could fake that, then I can't buy it.
Well, I would.
It's got to be unfakeable for me because they've already fucked up. They already lost my trust.
Well, you know,
6 moon missions and all that International Space Station shit and the space shuttle and all that shit. Come on. Well, I can't believe shit.
I was hanging out with the lead singer of Eagles of Death Metal and a really great band who loves conspiracy. They're big fans of the show Black Pussy, and they get so much shit now because like people and white women show up and protest their show because they're called Black Pussy. And I'm like, well, what is racist about that? But anyways, that's a different show. So all I did was we just watched NASA videos and all this bullshit. And then there's this famous quote from somebody who used to run NASA, and they're like, and the quote is, "We didn't lie about some things. We've lied about everything." And it's a quote from a guy who used to run NASA. Now, Here's the thing that I would like anybody who is saying that Eddie's crazy or we're crazy to explain to me. And here, look at Aaron's just popping up like the neighbor from fucking Tool Time over there. Tell me why you would destroy the evidence after all these moon missions. Why are you all the evidence, all the statistic stuff's all gone? Imagine if a police force did that after a murder of somebody you loved or a violent crime. And they said, oh, we destroyed all the evidence. People's heads would explode if that had happened. If the police did what NASA did, nobody would accept that. That would be unacceptable. People lose their jobs. People be thrown in jail. If you just destroyed evidence, which there is no reason for, of these missions to space, you should be losing your jobs. Is there any honest reason to destroy the evidence? Anybody?
Yeah. People think, I think everything's fake. But when you realize that we've been lied to about everything when it comes to space, you know, the most important stuff, the moon missions, space shuttle. Space shuttle is just a high altitude airplane. That shit didn't go into space. That shit wasn't floating. ISS. Oh, dude,
don't even get me started with the fucking six people from NASA that are still from that Challenger that they think are still alive.
Well, this brings me, what is the chance that we start a GoFundMe? We get Eddie's passport to Russia. You get into a Russian.
No, it's really simple. Way easier. This will cost $19.95. A little GoPro camera.
I'm listening.
They go into the space station all the goddamn time. They don't have to do nothing. They can shut everybody down. Just give me an uncut video of the astronauts getting onto the rocket and docking and getting on and off. Show me that and I'll shut up.
Awesome. You heard it, NASA. Eddie Bravo's asked for it. We want Tesla's voice and we want some footage.
Here it
uncut,
is, dude.
Unedited.
Here it is, man. This is the guy. It's, if you go to war crimes, wariscrime.com, it says NASA. We didn't lie about some things. We lied about everything.
And is that written or did someone say it?
Hold on, I'm getting it going. I got to connect, but I'll find it by the end of the night. So let's get into this because Eddie hit me up. Eddie's like, because, you know, I just put this shit out about NASA and how all these Challenger astronauts are still alive. And everyone's like, dude, it's just coincidence. So you're telling me it's just coincidence that six people on a Challenger, that there are doppelgangers, not only with the same name, but the exact same looks, and they're all part of one group of six people. Is that what you're telling me? That these people have the exact same name, and they all look exactly like these people that all died in this one group of people. It's not a random group of people. It's not like suddenly I just pick eight people walking down the street and go, hey, dude, you have a doppelganger, same name. It's these six same people with the exact same names. With two of them having twins that there's no record of them ever having twins before. What I think happened is they sent that shuttle up and it exploded. And now they're like, fuck, man, we got six astronauts here who are fucking supposed to be on a shuttle that just exploded. And it's just like, I mean, dude, I can't get an explanation for this. And people go, fucking.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Have you seen all the photos of them before, too?
Or they knew the whole time and it was part of the mission. Maybe they, you know, either way, either. They were supposed to go on a space shuttle mission.
Yeah.
And it blew up accidentally.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or they wanted to blow it up for a purpose. Like they go, we're going to launch something, blow it up. And that accomplishes something.
Or you get sympathy.
Man, it could have been, it could have been an accident. And they're like, oh shit, these motherfuckers. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So they, if it didn't blow up, they could have just landed and said they came back. Yeah. You know what? I've seen that. And I'm totally, I buy it about 90%. The only thing is it's always the same picture of them, the older picture.
Oh, you mean like how they
maybe
look?
That's Photoshop picture. Maybe.
But my point maybe is that, you can Google each one of these people and find the actual picture of them. I've Googled them. These are all real people. They have LinkedIns, they have job, they're professors at schools. Their pictures are there. You can Google each one of these people and find out that is their name and they are, and that is, And that's what they look like.
So basically what you're saying is,
What would
so nobody, purpose? So maybe one theory could be every time they send up a space shuttle, it's the same crew, these hardcore dudes that know how to drive or fly high altitude planes. No need to take these scientists up. There's no need. No one's going to see shit. They fly, they pretend they fly up, they land, and then they bullshit and say they were up there and all the experiments they did, and they keep doing that. Every time they do that, that's fucking $35 billion. Boom. Every time, boom, let's do, we do another one. Can we do two more of the shit? Boom. Just faking it. And then, boom, one of them blows up.
Yeah, now they got to buy it.
Fuck.
But they don't kill these people because they're all part of the thing.
Yeah, so they say,
okay.
So they're
like, hey, listen, so one, we have two options here. Either you guys never mention this again, or we kill you and all your family. Those are your options right here. So, and one guy they can't find. Maybe that guy after time was like, dude, we got to tell. And now they don't know where he is. And he's the only one in that they can't find anybody with.
But the crazy thing about that is,
dude, they're what making about the people $55 that million dollars a year. I mean, a day. NASA spends $55 million a day on their project. Yeah. Think about that number, dude.
I think they're slowly backing out of space and letting SpaceX take over.
Oh, that's how they privatize it.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And what do you what do you think of Elon Musk? That guy's like a modern day comic book hero. Like, he's straight up right out of like pages.
Man, you know what? I never really looked into Elon Musk. I never looked into him. I just thought, okay, he's got his own little self-financed space program, super billionaire. I mean, he really is like that the Iron Man character.
Totally.
You know? And that's all I really knew. I'm like thinking, how is he going to, you know, he's talking about going to Mars and all that. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. He's in for a rude awakening is what I was thinking. I didn't look into him that much. I just thought, okay, he's putting a lot of money. He's got good heart. He's trying, you know, those Tesla cars, they're pretty badass. And then, you know, when that SpaceX launch was coming, I thought, they're going to make it look really good. I mean, if they fake anything, they're going to make it look really good. Cause you know, he's a trillionaire and he's super smart and he's a genius. And he's like, I'm thinking he's like a scientist and everything. I'm like, fuck, he's got like secret patents for those Tesla cars, and he's just like this. But I didn't know. And then I asked, maybe 6 months ago, I emailed Eric Dubay and asked him, I'm like, what do you think about this Elon Musk guy? Because I saw a couple interviews on with guys that didn't like Elon Musk, you know, and I'm like thinking, oh shit, if these people that are clearly in the club are talking shit on Elon Musk, maybe he's legit. I'm like, that's all I'm thinking. So I asked Eric Dubay, and Eric Dubay said, dude, he's just like all those other guys. He's just another puppet for the establishment. He's another character. They created him. And I'm like, God, I'm like, no, that's too much. I'm like thinking, but I never looked into him until the last few days. After watching that roadster that he put into space, after watching that, I thought, whoa, that's worse than NASA shit. It was ridiculous. And the first minute of the press conference he gives, immediately after, the first minute, every single line of that first minute is fucking amazing.
Here, I have it for you too.
First minute, it's amazing. Everything he says is amazing. Because now this is after everyone on the internet's calling it fake. It looks so fake. It's the fakest looking shit ever. And he says it himself. He says,
"You know it's real."
You know it's real because it looks so fake.
Yeah.
He said it looks so fake. He said it. So he can't blame everyone else for saying it, because he said it. So it sounds so prepared. It sounds like, dude, you got to say this, because it looked like shit. I mean, did you really launch just a regular car? And he says this in the first minute. He says it. He says, we didn't test the materials for, anything or whatever. It's not like, it's not space hardened or whatever. We just, it just got seats in it. And it's just like, it's literally just a regular car in space. It's, literally just a car in space.
Yeah, like a $80,000.
He didn't even sound like he's. And then I looked into him, and I realized, here, play that first minute. Just play that for.
Try to find him talking about it.
It's the press conference.
Press conference.
No, it's the press SpaceX Roadster press conference.
All right.
But Elon Musk press conference.
Okay.
Elon Musk.
And all those people cheering.
You spelled Musk wrong.
Musk, M-U-S-K, M-U-S-K.
And all those people cheering. It's so
they're all
sad.
They're all on it.
You know what it is? They don't even have to. The crowds. They don't even have to let them in on it. They could just say, "Hey, you guys want to watch the SpaceX launch?"
Yeah.
Right? All you would have to do is you get a bunch of people. They think they're at SpaceX headquarters, right? And then they say, "We're going to film this," you know? And they go, "Cool." Everyone's excited, and then they don't get to see it. And then they go, "We needed to cheer." And then they get all this footage of them cheering, and they go, "Oh, the cameras went down," because the cameras always goes down when you look at this shit.
Cameras always go down.
That's the one on top, right there.
Right there.
Yeah, you could pick any of these.
Yeah, they're like 30 minutes long.
But right at the top.
Since they're not Block 5 or Version 5,
we
weren't planning on reusing any of the cores.
Let me see.
About 12 hours from launch, roughly. Heat shield, that's capable.
Is it instrumented and or pressurized? And
I guess it wasn't the first minute. I have a full minute, and that whole full minute, when he gets asked, play the top of it. See what happens at the top. The very beginning.
I was going to show you the boosters landing on the...
No. Let's get to this. We got to get to that.
All right.
That's very important.
Let me see. Elon Musk, SpaceX press conference.
I'll play it on
so
my phone.
So real.
If I have
yeah. So real. It's fake. You know it's real because it's fake.
Yes. I'll play it right now. God damn it. This is on.
It's okay, dude. This is a live podcast. This is what we do.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Yeah, this is what we do.
I'm going to play
it. Yeah, there it is. That's it.
You got it?
No, I don't have it. Yeah, you check it out. But
I got it right here.
All right, let's see it. What is the video?
Yeah, I got it right here. Watch.
What was going through your mind? How amazed were you to see your roadster up there with Starman just cruising along with the Blue Planet? And how long will we be getting live views, do you think, from the car?
Well, I think it looks so ridiculous and impossible. And you can tell it's real because it looks so fake, honestly. We'd have way better CGI if it was fake.
Come on, everything that's coming out of his mouth.
And, the colors all look like kind of weird in space. There's no atmospheric occlusion. Everything looks too crisp. But we didn't really test any of those materials for, as it's space hardened or whatever, So it just has the same seats that like a normal car has. It's just literally a normal car in space.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like the absurdity of that.
What is it?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, it's just ridiculous, dude.
How about these boosters?
So then I started looking into him, and it turns out, according to the stuff that I found, it turns out that Tesla has never made any money. It's going down the tubes. But since it's a green thing, the government gave him $2 billion. So right there, I'm thinking, oh, shit. The government gave him $2 billion, and he's got a thing called Solar City, which I don't know what it is exactly. It sounds like, just a city where everyone has solar panels. Mm-hmm. But apparently, that's a financial disaster, right? So if that's true, financial disaster number two, right? And then he's got another green project. It's called, it's like a Hyperloop. And you look into that and people are going, that shit ain't going to work. How's that going to work? People are breaking that down. So then I look into it a little more, and then it turns out he's a computer game programmer. He's not a scientist. So I thought he was a scientist. No, he sold his first video game at like 12 or something, and he made a little bit of money. And then
at 12, money is a lot of money.
And then he put together, he either bought a huge portion of –
PayPal,
or it was he invented it. I'm not sure.
I think he invented it, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's where he made all his initial money. That's where he made the big money.
The thing about SpaceX losing all this money, and you're like, oh, what is going on with that? You know, Snapchat loses billions. Like, Snapchat doesn't make any money, but why is it still running? Well, hey, man, if you're the government and you want to get people's faces, huh? What a cuter, better way to do it than this with doggy fucking filters and all that shit. Yeah. And that's what they've been saying from the start, that fucking Snapchat was fucking facial recognition shit to get your, now you got your fucking, you got your profile, it has your name on it, they got your email, and then boom, you do your face and bow, they got your fucking face. Yeah. And this app is losing money. It's never made a dollar. They can't make money. Same thing with Facebook, same thing with fucking Google, same thing with Google makes money, obviously, but there's a lot of these things that have the government or the deep state is investing in early that keeps them afloat even when they're losing billions of dollars.
So once I saw that, how fake that SpaceX footage looked, and I found out after that the government's, there's some reports that he got $4 billion from the government, taxpayers' money. So, but I think two is probably, I'll go with two because I heard two as well. It was on some news report. It could all be bullshit, but as soon as he's getting money from the government, it all made sense to me. I'm like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. Everyone's losing faith in NASA, so they do is they prop up Elon Musk.
Yeah. Boom.
And since Tesla, unless it's bullshit, and maybe Tesla's making a lot of money, mm-hmm. but since they're, you know, on the brink of disaster, he's launching that Roadster up there. That could save his company, right? Everyone's going to want that Roadster. Yeah. It's like a big publicity stunt.
100%. 100%. Now, there was a moment, and your buddy, Eric Dubai put out this video, and there's a moment where people think there's a glitch, where there's this bright flash, right? And then there seems to be something inside.
Yeah, it's like the car was inside the rocket. That's what that was. Like, it's supposed to be inside the rocket, and then they're supposed to,
explode.
The rocket explodes.
The hatch explodes, thus putting the car into space.
And how fake did that look?
Well, that's the question. Is that on the ground in a set studio, which there's a picture of the car in this studio?
For sure.
Is that when the hatch explodes and that's the hatch?
When the hatch explodes, the camera should be shaking. There should be a gigantic explosion and rumbling and disruption.
Go just before that, dude.
People think that's real, dude. People think that looks like Ted and Tim and Eric.
Just before that.
That looks like Tim and Eric.
Here we go. Yes. Is it that moment right there? This is what we're talking about. You know?
Man, it's scary that people believe this. It's scary. And they're rooting for it. They're like, yeah, this is evidence. This is enough evidence that it's real. Look at that. Come on, man. Come on. Jesus Christ. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. People believe that shit.
What would you expect to see besides this?
Big trouble. That's fake as shit.
There's no stars anywhere.
No, it's just fake. When you look at enough CGI, admitted CGI photos of the Earth, and when you're obsessed with that shit, and you've seen so many, you're seeing the exact same thing. We're basically experts at spotting fake pictures of the Earth from space. We're looking at that shit all the time. It's like who's better at checking fake IDs than someone that works at a check cashing store.
That's true.
They're looking at IDs all goddamn day. They can spot like fake bills easy. Like a normal person can't spot a fake bill as good as someone who works at a bank, someone who's working with money all the time. As soon as they could tell a counterfeit quick, boom, they go, this one's off. This is not like that.
It just senses with them.
Yeah, and when you see this shit over and over again, where they're admitting it on the NASA website, they're admitting that it's CGI composites, it's strips of data, they are admitting it because it does look so fake. They're like, hell yeah, that looks fake. You know, they have to admit it. It's a CGI composite. They're admitting it all the goddamn time. So when you see, oh, this is the real one, that looks just like the shit you said was fake.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look any different. It's the exact same thing. It looked fake, so you had to admit it was fake, and now this shit that you're saying is real, You're saying that now it's real, but it's the same fake shit.
No, I gotcha. It's interesting, dude.
The proof has got to be just irrefutable for me. It's got to, you can't just say, hey, here's a picture. It could be real. It's, for me, it's not, hey, it could be real, man. You should believe it. Why does everything have to be fake? It isn't like that. For me, it's like, it's fake until you fucking prove it to me with irrefutable evidence. It's fake because you've been lying this whole time.
Yeah.
So why would I trust a liar? You know, some guy's just lying all the fucking time to you, all the time, and then like, why don't you trust him? You don't trust him on anything. Like, so your friend, trust him. I know he's lied about everything, but what makes you think, can you prove that he's lying about this? Can you prove? You wouldn't, it wouldn't even be about that. It's like, you've lied about so much shit.
Right, right.
This is so easily fakeable. I look at it a whole different way. Like, it's fake until it's undeniably truthful.
So there's no chance, like, let's say you're in Russia. Would you go up in a MiG and go and see?
No, fuck no. So they could kill me? No, I'm not in. All they got to do is put a camera on their fucking helmet and show me.
We'll get it.
They won't do it. They haven't done that yet. They haven't done that. That's another, like, you haven't done that already? That's another, like, circumstantial evidence that.
Start to finish, time lapse. Yeah,
come on.
Unedited.
You guys haven't, there's no shots, no convincing shots of the docking to a space station that's going 17,000 miles an hour. You guys haven't done that a bunch already?
So you think the space station is real, but it's just lower?
No.
No? It's no belief in it?
No, not at all.
None of it.
None of it. When people say, oh, you could see it though. You could look out and you could see it. Go, wait a minute. It's the size of a 747 jet, right?
Like three football fields, I think. Two football fields.
It's the size of a big ass plane.
But like the main modular.
Yes.
But like the whole thing is supposed to be two football fields.
So if you can barely see a fucking jumbo jet at 35,000 feet, you could barely see it. You know how much higher the International Space Station is supposed to be? It's 250 fucking miles.
Yeah.
How the hell can you fucking still see that? You can't see. It's impossible.
Have you ever seen it before? Have you ever seen that flare, the light flare?
That could be anything. What I'm saying is, how would you be able to see? You could barely see a fucking plane at 35,000 miles
up. What you're seeing up there is the light reflecting off those solar panels, because the majority of that whole network they have up there is just solar panels to keep their power.
Man, that's another joke. Come on, you have solar panels that are power. Solar panels are weak as fuck. You got some, and they've been up there for fucking 20. You've been floating up there for 20 years at 17,000 miles an hour with some solar panels. It's keeping, those solar panels are keeping that fucking thing going for 20 years. Those solar panels suck. They suck.
Or what if they're like 7 years ahead of us in technology, the way they say most government is?
See, you're saying.
How many years?
They say that government, Pentagon, military is like 7 years ahead of us.
If it's anything, it's got to be 20, 30 years ahead of us.
Well, like
way
we
ahead of us. That's like, there's definitely some shit going on. Listen, man, I had this guy on our Patreon. He's a good friend of mine, and he's completely in conspiracy theories. And he was like, listen, man, my father basically saw some shit he shouldn't have, and he's on his deathbed, and he told me this shit because he's not going to be around much longer. My dad's not a liar, he's not that creative and all this shit. And it was at the Chicago Institute of Technology, and he went down to the super low floor, and he said that he saw something that he's never seen before, which was a giant, what looked like a giant spaceship with gray shit running all over it, fixing it and doing stuff on it. And then he was supposed to be down there. And he goes, every year, these men in black call him or show up wherever. He'll be like traveling the world, and he'll go like through the like fucking, what's it called when you bring your passport through?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
TSA pre-check?
Whatever that is. Yeah, they go in through customs.
Ah, yeah.
You go through customs and they pull them into a room, and these men in black would show up going, you tell anybody about it yet? You do anything like that? And I trust this guy. And he says his dad's not that creative. And his dad's like on his last leg. And that's why he's talked about it. So my whole theory is either we've never got past the Van Allen belt, or we're everywhere.
Or do they even exist? Van Allen belt just might be some more, just another fictional part of the story.
That's true,
like, who knows the Van Allen belt is there. Who knows?
If we to sit there and go that NASA hasn't lied to us before is naive, and this desire to believe that everything we're getting told to us is got to be true. And if it isn't true, that was one instance. And even though here's a bunch of instances, those are exclusions from what's really the truth, which is what they're telling us, doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't know why people would prefer to defend something that they're not sure is true over actually investigating. And I think it's because people are too busy to look into shit.
And people are really into Star Wars, and they're into it because it could be real in the future. It could be like this.
Right.
And they're really into it, and you're raised with Star Wars and E.T. and Close Encounters, and you're watching UFO fucking documentaries. I was that guy. I got an alien tattooed on my left arm, big ass alien. I was super alien. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying I don't think they exist in the outer space.
In what type. They're saying to
I
us.
I think they're on whatever we're on. Who knows what we're on? Who knows? It appears that, you know, what we're on is mostly water, and water's always level. Water doesn't bend. They can't prove water bends. So it seems like we're in some kind of gigantic hole, crater, that's level, which would be flat. What's on the outer rim? Who fucking knows? That's what it appears. Who knows? I haven't seen a picture of this. We're not getting any fucking real shit.
I mean, bend water in a vase or something like that, right? If you fill it up in a vase, it takes the form of the vase.
No, water does not take the form of the exterior of an object. It takes the shape of the interior of an object. It never.
Okay.
It falls off the exterior.
Okay.
So there's no. You understand what I'm saying?
We wish we had Aaron had a thing. I could tell he's biting at the bit. Oh, he does.
I do have a microphone.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Aaron, as we wrap this up? Because this hour flew.
My point with aliens, okay, though, is it appears that we're on something level. Who knows how far it goes? It could be fucking infinite. I don't know. People are down for infinite planets. Why can't there be an infinite whatever the fuck we're on? Who knows? Who knows? But I think if aliens are real, they're coming from the same shit, just further away. And they're flying over, boom. And they're not coming from deep, deep space, 100 trillion light years away.
What is the lie of a round Earth? Why is that a lie?
Who knows?
What is the purpose? What could they gain from that? Now, I'm not saying that you're, because I don't know, and I say this all the time. I say this. I don't know. I think it's round, but people like you, people I respect that have done a lot of fucking shit, say something's up. So I go, there must be something going on that people who I respect who've achieved a lot in life through hard work and dedication and intelligence are telling me that there's something not right here. Okay? So I might believe in simulation theory over that or any of that. But what do they gain from lying about around Earth? And I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. I'm not. I'm totally open to anything. I think that who knows what the truth is out there, that there's so much shit going on. But what is, even though it's not my expertise, I'm more into money, power, corrupts. That's what I'm into. But I'm open to all the discussion. What do they gain from lying and telling us that it is a round ball? Is it that kills God? That there's no God, or there is a God, or
there's no creator? If we're random, and if there was a random Big Bang. And we're just floating, we're just random little speck of sand floating. It's the opposite of what religions believe, you know, so I don't know. I mean, maybe it has something to do with that. I know physically it's easier to control people if you tell them you're on a ball, physically, you know. Cause
in what sense?
Why? There's nowhere to go, you're going to go in a circle. So just stay where you're at and work and listen to us. It's easier to control people if you convince them that they're insignificant. And anywhere they go, they're going to come right back. So you don't need to go anywhere. It's a ball. It's just going to be a big circle. Easier to control people. If the government came out, the governments of all the world came out and said, okay, we're on this flat plane, and like the flat Earth was real, and there's the North Pole's in the center, and the South Pole is like a rim that surrounds us all. And we're like basically in a crater of some sort, in a puddle. And then they said, yeah, and then on the other side, you know, it goes on forever, you know. People, it would be harder to control people. People would be fucking taken off and spreading out. Who knows?
It is interesting. Should we do our favorite end of the segment?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Let's do something that everybody loves. That's everybody's favorite. Thoughts. Aaron. Aaron's thoughts. We go through Aaron's thoughts. Let's play his theme music real quickly.
Be an idiot.
Hey, Aaron. Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, Aaron. You done messed up, Aaron.
You filthy animal.
Aaron, thoughts.
God, I do love these theme songs. I mean, I have some specific points.
Okay.
17,000 miles an hour in space is a lot different than on Earth because there's no wind. There's no wind resistance.
It's still 17,000 miles
it's
an hour.
It's fast. I'm not saying it ain't difficult.
17,000. Realize, stop and think for just a second. It's not 1,000 miles an hour. It's not 2,000 miles an hour. It's not 3,000 miles an hour. It's not 8,000 miles an hour. It's not 10,000 miles an hour.
It's 17
fucking thousand miles an hour. And they've never had an accident. No, and it's been up there for 20 fucking years with shitty ass solar panels.
Okay. Aaron,
also solar panels out in space, no ozone layer, no UV layer. It might be stronger out there.
It might.
I might be, because I don't know the science.
20, okay. 20 years. All right. 20 years. Solar panels are 20 years old.
Go on, Aaron. Anything else?
I'm merely enjoying the show.
Okay, thank you. And I respect that, Aaron. At the end of the day, would you agree that NASA has a credibility problem?
I would not argue that.
You would not argue that. Okay.
Yeah, it's their fault, because when you have a guy like Don Pettit, former astronaut, who he goes on in front of the world and says, yeah, you know, I'd go back to the moon in a nanosecond, except we don't have the technology anymore. We destroyed that technology, and it's been a painful process to put it back together.
It makes
again.
No sense.
Come on.
It makes no sense.
You're going to say that, and you're not going to go, wait a minute.
It
you're
makes
hear
no
that.
Sense.
You're going to hear that and go, that's not proof. That's not proof. That's not proof.
I think people want to believe. They'd rather come up with excuses not to believe it than think that maybe they're getting, because that's where the anger comes from. Okay, so you want to do this last thing. We have one more thing for you, Eddie. Here we go.
So go ahead and wait for your rebuttal.
I'm an only child, so I can have a good time by myself.
Right.
I know how to have a parade in my head by myself. So I just throw something out there and wait for him to catch it. And then I go attack it. It's like when I told Eddie, when Eddie asked what was wrong with Joe Rogan. And I told Eddie that Joe got accosted by the CIA. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, whenever you talk to Joe on the phone, don't you hear the phone click? Right there, that was a crucial moment in the conversation. Because if he says no, I don't have him. But if he says yes, I got this motherfucker. And he says yes. Everybody's phone clicks. We all got cell phones. Once he said yes, I knew I had him. So I just kept pounding him with Joe Rogan and the CIA. He's getting followed. When you go do the podcast, look at the pole. There's a camera up there.
Oh, my God.
You know, then I got the guy from my block with the cop car to come to the store. I gave him a yardstick. And I told him to sit by the store one night that Eddie and Joe were there. And I called Eddie out. And I go, look down the corner. There's a cop
Shut
car.
Up.
Yes, I did. And I go, hey, listen to all your conversations. This went on for like a year. I kept toying with him. And then finally, after a year, I get on a plane with Joe. And Joe, you know, comes on with his bag of vitamins. You know, he lands on the plane with like a bag on it. And he's like, what the fuck is going on with Eddie? He told Alex Jones I'm in the CIA. And I'm fucking howling. Because it was me who put it in his head for
Johnny
a year.
Johnny Appleseed planting those seeds,
just kept,
huh?
You just keep everyone.
So Joey torments you. Is this what's happening here?
I guess so.
Dude, I love
Do you know
dude.
How scary it is to see you not smile across the table while
Does
playing that,
upset
that clip?
You? We could edit that nope. out. That was a weird moment.
No.
Eddie.
I didn't tell Alex Jones Joe was in the CIA.
Right.
But there you
right,
go. We're
right.
I didn't. We right. want to have both sides of the no. story. We okay. can't have Joey.
He just said, what you do? What happened to Eddie? He just told Alex Jones that I was in the CIA. I never told Alex Jones Joe was in the CIA.
Well, he's probably trying to tell a good story right there. And I would never do anything to I hope you don't take it. We
Me
were just
and Alex Jones were having dinner mm-hmm. after the podcast, the right. giant one. And, you know, it's not a secret that Joe used to be a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, he was the moon hoax crusader. And then now he's not. You know, and I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of man, but go from not trusting the government to trusting them. I don't know. So
we get hit up with that a lot. Yeah.
But anyways, whatever. So Alex said, what do you think happened? What happened? I said, I don't know, man. I wouldn't be surprised if someone talked to him. That's all I said. Not that I had any proof,
right,
or anything.
Right,
I didn't have any proof. He just asked me, what do you think? I go, Joe's not telling me shit. I don't know if he would. I go, but it wouldn't surprise me if someone talked to him.
Yeah, Duncan.
So that turned into Joey saying,
yeah.
I never said he was in the CIA.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just friends have busting each other's balls. That's exactly I don't want you to.
No, that's exactly. That's
we
exactly.
We would never do anything to be disrespectful.
Hey, you know what? That's
it's just comedy and it's fun and everybody's busting each other's balls. Eddie, nobody loves you more than me.
Hey.
You know, I love you to death.
The doorway is that way. We have to go by Eddie to get to the door.
You can joke me out.
No, but I understand why. You know, I understand why Joey's saying that. I understand that.
I think it's all everybody's having fun.
Joe got mad because Alex Jones goes on air and says, I heard from reliable sources that yes, the CIA talked to Joe and talked to his family and they threatened his family. Like Alex Jones said that on air after I said, shit, I wouldn't be surprised if someone talked to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And who else wouldn't think that? I mean, right. A lot of people think that.
I get that.
You know what I mean? It's not that crazy. He's super famous, and crazy famous. And now he's got a influential podcast. It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah,
people get suicided. So a little talking to
Duncan asked him.
That's not that crazy.
Really? Yeah, I saw that. He says he got a little nervous with him.
Duncan just confronted him. He's just like, hey, man, I'm worried about you. You're too big, you know? You have too big of a voice. So, hey, it's all of us. Who really takes this seriously?
So Alex says, I heard from sources that he had been talking, reliable. So if you listen to Alex Jones, shit, it sounds like someone really told him that this is real, that Joe got, sat down.
So you're saying that he's not referring to your conversation.
No,
you're saying
Alex Jones exaggerated about it a million times. So Joe heard this. Joe calls me up and says, what the fuck you telling Alex Jones that I'm in the CIA? And I said, I didn't tell him you were in the CIA. He asked me, what do you think happened? Why did you switch from being a conspiracy theorist to believing government's official stories?
Oh.
And then I go, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if someone talked to him, to be honest.
My opinion.
You know what I mean? That's what I said.
Here's my opinion on Joe.
The bottom line is Alex Jones totally exaggerated.
Right.
That's what happened. He totally exaggerated. It had nothing to do with Joey telling me no CIA stars.
That was just a fun story. We were just busting
balls. That was beautiful.
It had nothing
to do with that.
You could choke him out after, I will film it all.
It had to do with me and Alex Jones having dinner, and that's it.
And you know what they say? Whatever they want to say about Joe, I say this 1,000 times. He has everybody on. Most people, if they didn't want to hear it, wouldn't even have people on. He doesn't have to agree with you on anything. He has you on. You guys are best friends. He allows you to express your opinions, his opinions, Duncan's opinion, Alex Jones' opinion. Whoever it is, he has them on to, in fact, express those opinions, even though he may not necessarily agree with them. And that is fine. And I think that means that he's at least open to it. He doesn't have to agree with it. He at least has you on the discussion in this fucking monstrous podcast. And that's more than some people would do, in my honest opinion of Joe.
Absolutely. You know, and if somebody talked to him, I would totally understand. If someone talked to me, I'd shut the fuck up too.
Yeah. No, it's all good. I don't think it would.
What I like is that we don't all see eye to eye on things, but we all are open. So that's why we sit around, but we're able to have conversations like this while people just close off to ideas that maybe Elon Musk did send that shit to Mars. Maybe he did.
I doubt it. All right, we got to wrap it up. I know you want to talk about EBI 15. That's this Saturday coming up.
Yes.
Where is it?
This Saturday in Burbank at the Muscle Farm headquarters. We're doing the show there, and you could watch it live on UFC Fight Pass. Or you could just order it on pay-per-view at inchbyinch.tv. Eddie Cummings, Gio Martinez. We're going to have a combat jiu-jitsu special championship match between...
Combat jiu-jitsu is crazy, dude.
Nick Hohnstein, the current EBI CJJ champion, Bantamweight champion. He's going against probably the best rubber guard player in the world, Ben Eddie. He dead orchard Wilson Hayes at Combat Jiu-Jitsu Worlds, which was incredible. His guard is insane. Ben Eddie, remember that name.
All right, man. We love you to death, Eddie. You're
love
always
you too,
welcome
man. Thank
on. November, at the end of the month, it's going to be a good time. Us just teeing off in front of our crowds.
Hell yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. This has been the Tinfoil Hat Podcast. We'll see you next week. We're trying to get Jim Florentine talking weaponized illnesses.
Vegas, February 23rd, 24th, Friday and Saturday at the Stratosphere LA Comedy. Me and Sam Tripoli, we're going to do Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night, Friday night, 11:30, Saturday night, 11:30. And I'm also doing a seminar at 10th Planet, Las Vegas. That's Saturday at noon. See you there.
Bye.
Cool song.
Dude, great job. The studio's great.
Yeah, it's beautiful.